The Sault Ste. Marie City Commission approved its 5-year master recreation plan for submission to the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, MDNR, during yesterday's meeting. Chapman said multiple budgets will be utilized to make improvements to city's parks and recreation plan. The master recreation plan is updated every 5 years to remain eligible for any grant opportunities. Since the previous plan expired in 2021, the city was ineligible to apply for funding last year. The mandated MDNR deadline for submission is February 1, 2023. A website was created to facilitate live comment mapping and progress. Sault 22 Parks Plan. View Sault Ste. Marie City Agenda Items, here. News RELEASECITY of Sault Ste. Marie, MI. Below is an update on upcoming construction projects within the city of Sault Ste. Marie. The Ashmun Bridge sign has finally been replaced and the 5-year master recreation plan is planned for adoption at the Jan. 16 City Commission meeting. This will allow us to apply for MDNR funding opportunities and give us a roadmap for the future. The engineering department would like to thank the residents and business owners for their cooperation during planning and construction. The Easterday Avenue truck route reconstruction and carbide dock port reconstruction projects were both awarded respectively to Baco Construction Company and Rhone Salvage Company. For construction timelines, visit our website at Project List, Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, SiouxCity.com. Future projects for 2023 include Meridian Street, W. Easterday Avenue to 8th Avenue, 0.49 miles, water main and sanitary sewer replacement roadway reconstruction with 3 inches HMA, 8 to 12, aggregate. Base, 12 inches sub-base with also include drainage and shoulder work. We have already been working with several businesses and LSSU and plan to notify all property owners of our plans once the project is bid so we can ensure we have adequate funding in place. No special assessment is expected as the project is funded through MDOT's Small Urban Program. The project schedule for MDOT bidding is March 3rd with construction starting the first week in May. Total estimate still in design. $2.50 M Water Street combined sewer overflow in partnership with the U.S. Army Corps under their 219 funding. This project would close out one of our 3 last remaining CSOs. This would eliminate CSO site -007 at Water and Bingham intersection. The project includes construct Ashmun Street, Maple Street sanitary sewer lift station, reconstruct the sanitary sewer overflow structure in the intersection of Bingham Avenue and Water Street to eliminate an 8-inch overflow connector between sanitary and storm sewer which outfalls through St. Mary's Falls Park at the Bingham Avenue and Water Street intersection, and rehabilitate the storm drainage outfall piping. 12 and 48 inch, within St. Mary's Falls Park. Total estimate still in design, $1.2 million. 225 E Portage Avenue, Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, 49783, phone 906.632.5700, www.sault.com. Power Canal Trail Phase EEN on Motorized Trail Continuation, Ashmun to Johnston Street in partnership with MDOT, Cloverland, and private donations. 0.45 miles. This project, originally slated for 2022, was delayed due to emergency utility work on the canal required by Cloverland. MDOT awarded the contract to Payne and Dolan, and they have agreed to an extension of time until August 2023. We will continue to update the public on the project as cannot proceed with the project until Cloverland's work is completed as they are working directly in the path of the trail. Total cost for 2022 before delay, $289,000. Safe routes to school. The proposed project consists of improvements to pedestrians within the service areas of Lincoln Elementary, Washington Elementary, and Sault Area Middle School in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. This project would also complement and continue the connection between a previous SRTS project at Bawetting Schools. The topo survey is complete and the environmental review is underway. Next will be design and then the public will be invited to stakeholder meetings. Partners include MDOT, Sault Schools, Sault Tribe, and the city. Total estimate still in design. $820,000. MDOT will also be conducting two projects next year, including the downtown repaving on Ashmun Street, from the bridge to Portage Avenue, and the M129 repaving of 18th Avenue to 10 Mile Road. The city will be replacing water main from 18th Avenue to 3 Mile Road. While we are not the lead agency on these projects, we are partnering to address utility and other issues while they are working in these areas. Please contact our engineering department if you need any additional clarity on our upcoming projects. We will keep our project list updated on our website at https://www.siouxcity.com/engineering/page/project-list. Bid opportunities are always updated here. https://www.siouxcity.com/RFPS